All right, so we are in some issues with our transmitter this morning, so we're only going out with the live stream right now, thanks to you, like Keith and Owen, who have turned to WIB.com to listen on the live stream as you're able on your phone or your device or whatever it is. So we've got folks at work on that. Thank you, Greg Stewart. In the meantime, yeah, what was your highlight of the weekend? Let us know. It doesn't need to be big and dramatic. It just, whatever it might be, short, sweet, to the point, 15 seconds or so, you can just tell us. 715-396-1670. I believe that's still working. 396-1670. What was your highlight of the weekend? I don't know. I'll wait and share mine a little bit later. But it might have something to do with a three-year-old birthday party. So, anyhow. Okay. In the meantime, this day in history, it is June 1st, so always fun to have June Dairy Month, right? This is the day Kentucky became a state, the 15th state of the Union, way back in 1792. They beat us by 56 years. And then 4 years later, Tennessee became the 16th state in 1796. 1868, the 15th president, James Buchanan, died near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, he wasn't president then. He'd been president earlier, right? Thomas Edison also received a patent for his electric voting machine on this day in 1869. In 1980, the cable news network, also known as CNN, made its debut. This is the day in 1967 that this happened. Yeah, the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, considered one of rock's greatest albums. It was 20 years ago today. All right, a little bit of Beatles this morning. The album's complex and experimental sounds made it counterculture, made it a counterculture of popular and critical success amid the counterculture of the late 60s, is what I'm meaning to say. All right, good enough. Also this morning, I'll have to make that clearer for Dawson when I leave that for him for later today. All right, thank you. The Beatles, we can switch you right back here. All right, says we got time for our morning devotion. I read this over the weekend both days. Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And for June 1st is this. It's titled, Pride is Always Sizing Up Other People. Humility is Always Showing People How Much They Can Grow. Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Goff says it's easy to spot someone who thinks a little more highly of themselves than the rest of us. Take a sports team, for instance. There's often a player with extraordinary talent, but he's not necessarily the most valuable player because he hasn't figured out how to bring out the best in his teammates yet. He's the guy who doesn't pass the ball, who knows where this comes from. Who knows where this comes from? Maybe it's the kid from school who got too much attention for his or her looks and not enough for their character. Goff says it's much easier to be talented than it is to be humble. But it's hard to be successful without humility. When we aim for fame instead of sound character, pride slips in the back door every time. It lies to us not only about our value, but about everyone else's. It says either we're not good enough or they aren't. Pride loves to compare itself with the next person in hopes that they don't quite measure up. Humility says there's room for all of us to flourish side by side doing our best. Pride says success means beating the competition and everyone is the competition. Kindness passes the ball and lets everyone take a shot. Goff says the hidden cost of pride is isolation. We create distance between us and people who are difficult to be around. Sometimes we create it instantly and other times it takes a while, but the result is usually the same. Since pride feeds on being better than other people, we rob ourselves of the opportunity to lift others up when we're consumed with proving we're better than them. Pride springs from insecurity that tells us there's not enough love, attention, recognition, and success to go around, so it grabs as much as it can. Humility sees rivers of opportunities and delights in seeing others have their time in the spotlight. Isolation is costly. It'll cost you your friends, your beautiful opportunities, and your reputation. None of us can afford it. Today's question, in what ways have you been isolating yourself, or do you know someone who's isolating themselves? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we our family. All right. Good thoughts. This is great thoughts this morning. A book I would highly recommend in that regard is a little powerful paperback from the late Tim Keller, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. It's one worth reading every year. I should look for my copy. Let's celebrate. And we've got the big prize drawing, which we just had on Friday for Jim Bob's Pizza, the two $25 gift cards, and then six different prizes that you pick up at Victory Arrival Center in Menominee, open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 3. And we've got a little bucket for the beach that you can pick it up in. And fantastic prizes ranging from Menominee to Eau Claire to Chippewa. And we'll be telling you about it throughout the month. All right, well, June 1st. Again, you got to go to whip.com/celebrations to be included in that drawing. We had a record 54 entries last month. Every month, we're going to try to do a little better. Can we get to 60 this month? That's the goal. And we got a bunch to start us. But today, we learned from that it's Sarah Lean's special day, June 1st. Sarah says it will be her 30th anniversary working at Crimper's Hair Design. See, she gets the idea. It's not just birthdays, anniversaries, high school graduations, what you have. It's things like that, your anniversary working at your hair design spot. Fantastic, Sarah. Congratulations to Sarah Lean today. Well, welcome to June Dairy Month, and we're working behind the scenes to get things right in terms of our signal at 103.7 FM, but thanks for listening to live stream at WWIB.com. Weekend highlights, we'd still love to hear yours at 396-1670. I'm going to call it a tie between being able to be a part of a three-year-old birthday for little Rylan. She's officially three tomorrow, but we kind of celebrated with cake and bubbles. She likes bubbles. And then also had a chance to go to the Eau Claire Express game with some folks from church yesterday.
Very cool. So I was going to do a tie as well, too. So I'm glad you did. Good. So I don't have to pick just one thing. Because food and exercise were kind of bookends of my weekend. And so my wife and I celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary.
Happy
on
anniversary.
Saturday. And so Lindsay made, not just for me, but for the entire family, some homemade filled donuts. Insanely good. So like cinnamon sugar Nutella filled, chocolate icing. Again, all this homemade with like a peanut butter frosting filling and then a chocolate icing with a homemade Boston cream, like pastry cream. So all insanely good. So
that sounds
enjoyed
fantastic.
That Saturday
yeah.
morning. But, you know, got a little get a little exercise, counteract some of the extra calories as well, too. And so I've just kind of been exploring more of Chippewa. Have lived there for 7 years, but there's some parts of town. It's like, man, I've just never walked around here. And so while Cooper has baseball practice, that's like an hour and a half on Sunday evenings, just kind of walked around town, saw some different neighborhoods, went up through Erickson Park, found some just different trails that either I'd never walked before or they were lost in the recesses of childhood memory. And so like the Glenlock Dam Trail over there and tying that in with Irvine Park, there's just some really great hiking. And so I just really enjoyed, again, the peace and stillness of the evening and the water and just kind of being out there in nature. So, yeah, some exercise and calories bookending the weekend and enjoyed both very much.
Well, it is June Dairy Month, and it's an annual nationwide celebration of the dairy industry.
So this goes back to 1937, originally launched in 1937 as National Milk Month to manage milk surpluses. This has evolved into a major summer festival here in Wisconsin, America's Dairyland.
Yeah, across the Badger State, communities honor local dairy farmers, highlight agriculture, and celebrate the nutritional benefits of milk, cheese, and yogurt.
And of course, we team up with our friends at Culver's of Eau Claire, Lake Hallie, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake to bring you our June Dairy Month celebration. And I dare say you might hear that cow moo at some point this morning during the WIB Wake Up Show.
It is the month of June. It is June Dairy Month. And there are some other things that June has for us. For instance, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Game 1 tomorrow night, Vegas and Carolina.
I didn't realize they were in that. And so, yeah, there you go. Honestly, hockey playoffs are pretty cool to see. I have not kept up well with the NBA playoffs, but I did know that it was the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. And June 3rd is when that kicks off, 2 days away.
Uh-huh. National Donut Day is the end of the week on Friday.
It's a bad that I was way more aware of that than I was about the hockey playoffs. The Tony Awards is June 7th. That's music.
That's like Broadway. Stage, yeah, Broadway, right.
Yep, there you go. Okay.
Big soccer month because June 11th to July 19th, it's the FIFA Men's World Cup spanning the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, all of North America.
Okay. June 11th is the Songwriters Hall of Fame induction. Just some different things going on in the month of June.
Yeah, June 12th, Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day comes to theaters.
June 17th through the 20th, the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship.
All right.
edge of your seat.
A lot of things related to sports, like June 18th to the 21st, the U.S. Open golf tournament going on.
June 12th through the 21st, the College World Series. Rosenblatt Stadium, right? Uh-huh. Omaha, Nebraska.
Good job naming that. Wow. June 19th, also Juneteenth, symbolizing the end of slavery in the U.S.
June 19th as well. Uh-huh. Something else going on. Yes, was aware of this. That kind of shows how big of a kid I am. Toy Story 5 comes to theaters. They just keep making Toy Story films, and yes, I very likely will go see that.
The various artists, the voicing recently got together. Interesting to see that. Tim Allen, Tom Hanks. Summer officially begins. You were talking about it. Officially begins 3:24 our time, 3:24 in the morning, even before the WIB wake-up show on June 21st.
And June 21st, that's a Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So that's Father's Day as well. So summer begins on Father's Day early in the morning. Maybe don't wake Dad up quite that early.
Another movie that some people are looking forward to, end of the month, June 26th, Supergirl comes to theaters.
And a lot of sporting events in this month of June. June 29th through July 12th is Wimbledon, big tennis tournaments. We've got music on the way from Elevation Worship and a great tune from Songstorm next. This is called Coins and Dust. Songstorm Coins and Dust. Well, not coins, but coupons for Culver's. That's what Denise from Eau Claire won. She was caller number 5 when she heard that June Dairy Month cow moo.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show on this 1st of June. Great to have you with us. Stick with us all month, all summer, all year here on WWIB.
We have a list, and this, I can see so much truth in this, things that everyone looks silly doing. Because sometimes we compare ourselves, right? Comparison the thief of joy. And so it's like, oh, that person seems so much more good-looking or athletic or smart or whatever. I mean, this is something where universally as humans, everybody looks silly doing these things. I like this list.
The very first one, I go back to Melby Avenue, and I remember something. Chasing after something, blown away by the wind. I had my papers for my sales job on the back of my car, and for whatever reason, I don't know, and the wind blew it, and they were all over. And I'm sure I looked ridiculous chasing
after something blown by the wind. That's happened to me when I've been out broadcasting baseball and softball, and even paper, it's like, oh, my prep work, and it blows away, and it's usually I try to stomp on it so I don't have to reach out and grab it. But yeah, you look silly.
Right.
What's something that everyone looks silly doing? How about waving at a person who you wrongly thought was waving at you, and then you just kind of try to pull it back and trying to, like, retract your arm? Almost like a turtle head going back into the shell. It's like, no, I didn't wave. I
made it. Related to that is waving at someone you thought you knew and then you realize you don't.
Yeah, so I'm just a really friendly person.
How about also we look ridiculous getting out of the back seats of a 2-door car.
Indeed. Something that just everyone universally looks silly doing, running after a ping pong ball that's rolling on the floor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. These could be America's funniest home videos, right? Holding the door for someone when they're 15 or more seconds away.
And not so much you, but then when they kind of do that little awkward half run, it's like, okay, you're being polite, so I need to get there faster now.
Yeah.
A few more here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, something that just everyone looks silly doing, standing there and looking around awkwardly while everyone sings happy birthday to you. Do you make eye contact with one specific person? That'll make them feel awkward.
We sang happy birthday to a 3-year-old yesterday, and she kind of turned into her dad's arms, felt a little embarrassed. Another way we look kind of silly is trying to get out of a kayak.
Easy way to get wet. Something that everyone looks silly doing. Two more. Running with a backpack on. And this goes back to one of those others. I know that there'd be some gentlemen at my college. Everybody's wearing a backpack, right? But they hold a door for someone who is quite a ways away. Uh-huh. And then you do that awkward little half run while wearing the backpack. That really looks silly.
Peggy tells a story of her first trip to Liberia running through the Atlanta airport with a 50-pound backpack.
Oh,
and
dear.
Finally, you look silly taking a picture with an iPad.
Yes, yes, yes. Especially if it's like at a crowded dance recital or something and there's people behind you. Things that everyone looks silly doing.